20. The Richmond Ring. News of Lee's defeat at Gettysburg overwhelmed Richmonders, who took comfort only in follow-up reports that Meade allowed their demoralized army to escape. Nearly half the area once in the Confederacy was now under Union control. The Confederacy would never recover the territory it lost, and as autumn gave way to winter in 1863, the Southern way of life was in danger. Richmond was growing rusty, dilapidated, war-torn. In the 4 months after Gettysburg, prices in the South shot up 70%. Jefferson Davis designated days for fasting and urged patriotic citizens to observe them. In defiance, we always tried to have a little better dinner on those days, Van Loo wrote. Lee ordered horses in Richmond confiscated for the cavalry. Soldiers stopped ladies riding carriages, cut the reins, and led away the animals. Van Loo needed her mount for spying. When she heard that troops were on their way to seize it, she hid the horse first in her smokehouse and later in her mansion study, spreading straw on the floor to muffle the sound of clomping hoofs. The dire economic conditions crimped her espionage. She was running out of money to pay for spy work, and inflation ate away at what she had left to spread around for operations. She sold the family cow to raise cash. As 1864 began, Joseph Maddox continued to be Sharp's resident spy in Richmond. He earlier messaged that Lee had about 40,000 men, only 2,500 of whom were scattered about the Confederate capital. A couple thousand Union cavalrymen could raid the vulnerable city and seize Davis, he reported. Now is the time to capture Richmond. Maddox was being wildly optimistic in predicting how easy a coup de main by a small force would be. Sharp did not know at this point that Van Loo had a ring far more skilled than Maddox engaging Richmond's defenses. Another Union officer discovered her espionage network before him.